the four people who attended the class, or all eight who attended across the clinic, every single one of them, this was their quote: "I didn't realize how bad my balance was." There's your subject line, there's your headline for the newspapers, there's your email, there's your social, that's it.
This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience. Whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist, and wherever you are listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me.
If they're telling you that, how many people do you think they're telling today? Yeah. Everyone. Every conversation this week will be, I went to this class and it'll go something like this. I only went because, you know, there was nothing else to do and, you know, it just seemed like a good idea. But anyway, when I got there, I realised how bad I was.
Yeah.
I never knew.
Yeah.
That's exactly how, how the conversation will go today, right? So this goes back to, again, understanding basic principles of business and marketing, right? If we'd have put out a big ad in the newspaper and said, hey, you know, are you worried about your balance? The same four ladies would have gone, nope.
Yeah.
Nope. So then we think, well, we had this great idea, but it tanked. Because the execution of it or the way we set it up was wrong. But because we basically went, hey, community, we're putting on this thing. Do you want to come? It's free. It's nothing. There's no commitment. There's no charge. It's just for you. And come along. And if you think you might benefit from it, just make a small commitment in time. And then when you get here, they're like, wow, didn't know I needed this. So how did that same person on Monday morning not think that they have a balance problem, on Wednesday morning know they've got a balance problem? Yeah. By these types of gestures and events. So that's the premise really, as we roll on, is how many of these classes can we put on to act as a gateway to bring 6 to 8 people here every week who have a problem that they don't really know that they've got, but are kind of semi-interested in it in some way, shape or form, and then would potentially further down the line take part in a series or a class that then what will happen is them four people become advocates and they will start to tell other friends and family, it's like, hey, I'm doing a 12-week class. You should come, Mary. You need to come. That's what will go on. Then all of a sudden we'll have people in a 12-week program, which is probably going to go on, and then all of a sudden we'll have three people coming in for treatment. Or friends and or family of them people coming in for treatment. And the whole thing, we'll never be able to really, you know, tie it back to it. But all of a sudden, good stuff's happening and people are talking about the business and what we're doing, which again is just, in this day and age now, that's the gold, is just how many people can you get talking about you? How many people can you make feel part of your community and how many people can you connect with? And the irony of the whole thing is you have to let that sink in. The irony of the whole thing is that every single one of those people will have not really knew why they were coming. And if we'd done an ad and said, do you want to pay 20 quid for a balance and falls class, would not have come. And yet today, they now know and realise that they've got a problem. So I think that all I'm going to take from it is now for you too, as you plan this out, as you play this out, what needs to happen next to make this like now a regular event and a phone call to those people who went, what did you learn? What did you think? Do you think we should do it more often? And they start to tell you, we're not going to make something out of thin air. What do you think? Do you think you'd benefit from more? Somebody suggested a 10-week class. What do you think? We haven't got anything in the pipeline, but would you be interested? And move it forward like that. And then we start to go, well, listen, we've got 6 of them, 8 have said they want to do a 10-week class with us. We haven't got a facility for them. Right, good, let's go to the People Centre or let's go to somewhere in Gisborough and get a class going. And we'll start it in July or whenever, right? But in the meantime, we'll get 2 more, 3 more events going at the practice and see if we can get another 8 people who say they want to take part in a 10-week class. Before we know it, we could have 3 lots of 10-week balance and falls classes going on in 2 facilities outside. And the one-off event in here becomes a gateway to it. So we're not saying come and, you know, sign up for 12 weeks. We're basically saying come to a class here on a night if you want. If you just want to learn some exercises and go home, good. We want to do that for you. But then if you do want to come and you want to take part in the Balance and Falls class every week, good, let's do that as well. And then we'll do the same with yoga and we'll do the same with Pilates. All of a sudden we'll have workshops going, we'll have Balance and Falls class, we'll have a yoga class going and we'll have a Pilates class going in Gisborne and Hartlepool and potentially Durham. There's now the size of this business and the power that we've got in terms of the power in terms of its audience that we've got, the ease of which we can reach people with social and Facebook and marketing skill that we've got, the goodwill that we've already created, the equity that we've got in terms of we can now risk a six months of renting a room and not have to worry if it doesn't work. Like, who cares? We can risk paying somebody or a Pilates instructor or one of Sarah or whoever in this office for a few hours a week to go and do it because we have the financial clout to do it. That's now where we really kind of take it to the next level with what we can do. But events need to become. We almost want to have every week an event going on in the clinic and then every week a class going on somewhere or you know, two or three classes going on every week. And it becomes the periphery that people either start or go to and stay. And it becomes the equivalent, and again, it's another upsell. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, do you want to come to our Balance and Falls class next week? On the exit call, on the 24-hour call after? Yeah. Hey, all right, you don't want any massages or whatever. So the goal becomes, how can we just keep them in the business? Just interacting with us. That's really what this becomes about. Yeah. How do we just keep the, and this is what I need you to understand, it's the why behind it. I'm not doing it to make money. It's financially, it'll just do what it's going to do, but it becomes a gateway for people to come back to us, which is where then the business makes its money.
Yeah.
We're not asking for profit on any of these classes. It's just, can we run them at cost? But knowing full well that when we keep in touch with these people, they will come back at will. And even better, bring new people to it to join the community. If we do it right, we can dominate with events and community.
Yeah. Yeah.
Massive. Which for our generation is the equivalent, our clients' generation is the equivalent of like a Facebook community that you might want to be part of. Like this is our version of it.
Good. That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just a gateway, and that's what you have to kind of understand is for anybody who comes in for an appointment, that becomes almost, does your grandma or granddad need to come? Or, and it's not even just an age thing. It could be whatever age people suffer with balance problems. So I think it's huge. that might be that might be a thing that we start to market once Amy, you know, kind of sets about doing that, that it's not just for, you know, people of a certain age, it's for anybody, because most of our balances are bad and that leads to your ankle problems, your knee problems, mm-hmm. and your hip problems. So it almost becomes like a prevention type class.
No, that's good. And this is what happens when you start anything, it just evolves. And that's the problem for most businesses. They just won't start something. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy to look at a balance class and go, oh, well, you know, whatever. Only four people arrived. Yeah, but only four people arrived at this clinic and four people arrived at another. There was eight people last night who were impacted by something that mm-hmm. we just put on. That today is a conversation that's going on in probably 25, 30, 40 times today by the time they recall it and tell people. So what naturally happens, which is why I've kind of kept out of it, and this is what I've learned just from kind of doing what I've been doing for the last few years, is sometimes just start something and just let it play out. Don't obsess over an end result in the beginning. I think two or three, 4 years ago, I'd have been all over it and it's like, we must have this and we must have got the other and like make sure this was done and make sure the other was done. And now it's just like, okay, we've got an idea. Let's not put too much time and effort and energy into it to begin with. Let's just get it rolling, get the ball playing. And then when we have it moving and the train's going as such, then we'll start to correct it in play, or we'll put more fuel underneath it in terms of more money for marketing or more time for somebody to manage it or run it or come up with more ideas of how we can get more people to it. So already you're starting to think, and this is all it is. The hardest thing with everything is just to start. Mm-hmm. That's what most people can't do, because there has to be a guarantee at the other end of, well, what if 12 people don't show up? It's like, it doesn't matter. What if two people have showed up? And then all of a sudden next week they bring a friend, or the time after it's five, and then you look back in 6 months and it's, wow, how the hell did we live without these classes? Most people would be figuring out, well, how do we just get more people in through the front door, or how do we pacify the hassle clients or the people who don't show or whatever? This becomes an exercise in, like, you've got that cream of the crop of your 5, 10%. How do we keep them forever? Imagine just keeping your 10%, just them coming back. At the size of the business we are now, if we just kept them 10% coming for life, that's it. There's not much else we need to do. If they just came back to us every 6 months for whatever they need, this business would just sail. So really the focus, as much as it still is on lead generation and newspaper ads and Facebook, etc., it's massively now around identifying those clients that are buying orthotics 9 sessions and bringing their husbands and wives in to buy the same, and then going, here, thanks very much, that's for you now. Because it's priced in. The price that we charge, we can justify giving that type of service away for free. Mm. Easy. And judging it over 6 months, 9 months, 12 month period of time, I'm almost talking myself into this. It's fucking good. Like, really am. That within 12 months, I'd love to see it. And you can pull it off. Like, there's no doubt whatsoever. If you do it right with Infusionsoft and you process it right, and if you process it right and you manage it right and you keep in touch with those people, before you know it, you'll have a mini class, and then you go over to market, and then you start to go, right, here's some video footage, here's some ads, here's some pictures, let's get this out all over email. This Sunday's email following weekend should always be around, hey, here's what you missed out this week. Here's what fun we had in the clinic this week. Here's an image from our Balance and Falls class. Hey, the revelation this week, the four people, and this is it, right? This is your marketing line. The four people who attended the class, or all eight who attended across the clinic, every single one of them, this was their quote. I didn't realize how bad my balance was. There's your subject line. There's your headline for the newspapers. There's your email. There's your social. That's it. That's the headline for your leaflets. I didn't realize how bad. That's it. I didn't realise how bad my balance was.
You do that with people in here, though.
Of course you could. You'll never guess what we did last night. We had four people in. So many people, yeah. You know, we asked, who said, oh, I haven't got a bad balance. Yeah. All of a sudden people came and like, yeah, I didn't realise how bad it was. That's why you've got ankle problems, knee problems and low back pain problems, because your balance is a mess. When your foot hits the floor, there's no stability. So you now, and this is why it's important for us to do this regularly, because that is the hook for you to have that conversation with. Yeah. With every client, it starts with a, you'll never guess what, you know. And every person who came, the last time we did it, went away the next day asking for more because they didn't realise how bad their balance was, till you tell me. But if we didn't do this type of thing and you don't continue it to speak like this, none of this comes out. It becomes a, well, we had four people, that was all right. That's most businesses today. What happened last night? We had four. All right, well, how do we get six? It's not, what did they say? What did they feel? What did they think? What were they asking you? How can we expand it? How can we use that? Can we get some of them on video? Can we stick them on YouTube? Can we come in next time? And can we, now we know we've got a robust event that we're thinking about moving forward, can we get somebody to come in and video it and stick it on YouTube and then on the website and do whatever else that we're going to do to grow it?